Promised Land by Robert B. Parker. Chapter 1. I had been urban renewed right out of my office and had to move uptown. My new place was on the second floor of a two-story round turret that stuck out over the corner of Mass Ave and Boylston Street above a cigar store. The previous tenant had been a fortune-teller, and I was standing in the window scraping her patchy gilt lettering off the pane with a razor blade when I saw him. He had on a pale green leisure suit and a yellow shirt with long pointed collar, open at the neck and spilling onto the lapels of the suit. He was checking the address on a scrap of paper and looking unhappily at the building. "I've either got my first client in the new office," I said, "or the last of Madame Sesostris." Behind me, Susan Silverman, in cut-off Levi's and a blue and white-striped tank top, was working on the frosted glass of the office door with Windex and a paper towel. She stepped to the window and looked down. "He doesn't look happy with the neighborhood," she said. "If I were in a neighborhood that would make him happy, he couldn't afford me." The man disappeared into the small door beside the tobacco store, and a minute later I heard his footsteps on the stairs. He paused, then a knock. Susan opened the door. He looked uncertainly in. There were files on the floor in cardboard boxes that said Falstaff on them. The walls still smelled of rubber-based paint, and brushes and cans of paint cluttered on newspaper to the left of the door. It was hot in the office, and I was wearing only a pair of paint-stained Levi's and worse sneakers. "I'm looking for a man named Spencer," he said. "Me," I said. "Come on in." I laid the razor blade on the windowsill and came around the desk to shake his hand. I needed a client. I bet Philo Vance never painted his own office. "This is Mrs. Silverman," I said.